The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
And welcome to Planet Gridiron on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet radio.
Hey, we got Mr. Roland Hill back. It's your boy Dave Lockhart joining you. And hey, before we get started, happy Mother's Day weekend to all the lovely mothers out there who get it done and keep it drunk.
Yeah, and your mom too.
Hey, as usual, we have from the Dirty South, we got Brian Harper joining us. Hey, Brian, glad to have you on today.
Man, once again, man, it's good. How's everybody doing?
Doing well.
Wonderful.
And from the wonderful Midwest, bringing us always that flavor, that's Mr. Jay Graves from?
TheJGravesReport.com.
Holla at your boy. Hey, man, we are also blessed because in-house we have the heel cheering.
Getting them exposed.
We give them a little bit exposed. Yeah, we got Ira rocking the mic.
Hey.
And we got the little man rocking the mic. Give him a shout out, big guy.
What?
fellas, as usual, we had a wonderful week here that we have to recap and talk about. A lot of things on the agenda. We got Tiger choking it up as usual. No consistency, man. I don't know what happened, but the game seems to have gone and fled. And I think as of right now, Jack Nicklaus and his 18 titles, man, hey, it's going to be safe. Jay, what you feel about that, bro?
Man, I don't know, man. I mean, this dude... I mean, his head's all messed up. I don't know what's up with this guy.
How far away is he? How many does he need?
He needs four more to tie, and he needs five to surpass. B-Hop, what you think on that, too?
Yeah, B-Hop.
But, you wonder to be so close, but yet it just seems like so far. He just can't seem to focus and get over the hump. Man, I just thought after a while, man, he'd get back at it.
Well, guys, he will get it. He will get it. He'll get his head back together. I mean, you get hit in the face with a golf club and run into a tree with your Escalade. It's going to take a while to get your confidence back. You know, that'll rattle your nerves, don't you think, Dave?
Yeah, but the shake, rattle, roll should be over. Yeah.
And the bank account.
Yeah, I mean, he had to give up more than half. But you know what? That doesn't mean that life changed tremendously at all for that man when he gave up half of that fortune. Because as Chris Rock would say, folks, try giving up $100 million. I mean, half of $100 million, give you $50 million. Now, folks, give up half of $35,000 and see how that changes. Well, guys, we got those NBA playoffs jumping off in there. I want to turn our attention to the Lakers because Brian.
Here we go.
Brian, you know, what's happening with your boys? They jumped out, and all of a sudden now, talk to me. What's going on, man?
Jay's probably been reading some of my Twitter Twitter posts, but man, I'm hoping we're just doing some kind of stall just to get Meta World Peace back so we can face the Thunder. But in all actuality, man, there's no way that Kobe should have to come out and score 30 and your big man don't get anything. Me personally, if I'm General Mashman, I'm trying to get rid of Andrew Bynum and do whatever I can to get Dwight Howard over there. And that's about it. I think they'll take care of Denver in seven, but, man, there's just too much inconsistency at the center spot. And I'll wait till another year before I start getting ready to cut the coach's head off.
Hey, Jay, you got some feel on that, man? And also, talk a little bit about your Indiana Pacers because they are getting it done.
Well, I'll tell you this way, man. The Pacers got it done against Orlando. Okay, but they about to get their head put back to the white meat. let's just keep it real. They be lucky to win one of them joints.
Okay, so you try to say the game just totally changes in the playoffs when we shorten down those benches.
Because let's keep it real. They got to go to Miami and play two on the road, so they're going to go down 0-2. Let's keep it real.
Okay.
Then you're going to show up in Indiana where – it's the second worst attendance in the league.
Is it?
All those other seats going to Miami Heat fans.
Okay.
Because every time they, you know, the big name teams come in town, you got, you know, it's about 30% of the fans in the joint from the opposing team.
Okay.
So now it's the playoffs, so the Miami fans gonna come out. Basically, the Pacers are playing, gonna play four games pretty much on the road.
Okay. So you ain't giving them no shot, no chance, bro.
I ain't giving them no shot, bro. I ain't drinking the coffee, the Kool-Aid, or the
Similac. Or the Similac. Well, yeah, I think you're right, because after they get that wig split for two games down in Miami, they're going to have to come home and put some salve on it. And they're just giving Miami time to come to just split it wide open again for them.
The Suns have to clean out the lockers.
So, it's going to be a rough one right there for them. But I got to admit, I'm kind of impressed, though, with what I saw the Nuggets do, because they got up off the canvas
when
the Lakers were weighing it out.
How many teams are still in?
Well, let's see. We got the very disappointed now at home Chicago Bulls. So you got the Sixers.
Ooh.
You got the Celtics still in it.
And the okay.
And then who else do we have? We got
the Lakers.
The Nuggets. Boston get ready to play.
Okay.
And then you got Indiana and Miami gonna play. So that's on the Eastern side.
Oh, they beat the Magic.
Okay. So hold on. Okay. We got Celtics. Celtics getting ready to play who?
The Hawks.
The Sixers.
Okay. Right. Because they just not. Man.
And
by the way.
Miami, Indiana.
I don't know much about basketball.
I know.
But I'm going to tell you this. The Hawks are horrible at closing out a game. They have no set plays, and they have no go-to guy that can make a play at the very end of a game. Did anybody watch that series?
No,
it wasn't football.
My day team ever seen in my life. you look at them when they play in Atlanta sometimes, and you go, man, they could play with any other great team that you ever saw through history. And then when it really counts, I'm talking about when it really counts and they have home field, home court, I should say, advantage, they just falter. I've been watching them for years like that, especially like the last 5 years. Man, there have been times they've just been unbelievable at home. If you ever go to a Hawks game there, the atmosphere is amazing. And then all of a sudden, just when it counts, when it's time to get that on the line, and we love the Falcons fans the same way. Y'all never win when it counts. So now, that's just the ongoing little sort of thing we got going down here. So it spreads over from the football team as well as the basketball team.
So are the Clippers still in?
Yeah, they are. They are. They got injuries galore. They got the MASH unit, boy, working over there for them. Because you have Chris Paul, who has a jammed finger and now some kind of hip flex injury. And then you have the five slammer jammer in and to himself, Blake Griffin, with the hyperextended knee.
Yeah.
You know, as we're talking about basketball here this morning or this afternoon, it's awfully quiet. It sounds like time just drags by. Shall we go to football?
We can do that because it's definitely something we touch upon. But to all our listeners, hit us up, 888-346-9144. But let's move on to bigger and better things. That would be football.
Okay, let's go.
Let's get it going, folks. Let's keep it crossed.
Calais Campbell got a deal. Who else got a deal?
Well, yeah, in the Valley of the Sun, we have to get a shout-out. Calais now can get rid of his franchise tag, and he has a five-year deal. However, they have not disclosed what the parameters of that deal is, but we know it's going to be fairly significant.
Do you think, I know you know, but by making a deal with him, do you think they saved any money? Because they would have had to pay him whatever the going rate was.
Yeah, what is it, Brian? Again, it's the top, it's an average of the,
top five players in that position.
There we go. To average the top five in that position, which would have been a boatload.
So what do you think that is? 54?
Oh, it's going to be, I think he probably got a $50 million plus deal, and he probably, what we say, folks, about maybe 25 of it guaranteed?
You think, bro?
Right. I couldn't tell you. That sounds about right. Typically, they give you a third of it or almost a half of it.
Okay, in terms of guaranteed money.
You got to go all off in terms of, you got to go off of the highest paid at the position is, and then you got to go who's in the top five. And then once you do that for a year, once how they break that down for a year, that's how they do it.
So
they probably saved a little money by making a deal.
Top five, you still got to average out for the top five. So I don't know if it's quite as much as you're saying guaranteed.
Okay, so it may be around, like Jay was saying, about a third to maybe 40% of a guarantee, perhaps?
Right.
Okay, yeah. Well, I know what. These rookie contracts are definitely a guarantee. I saw Luke Kuechly sign his contract, and apparently Carolina has all of their rookies signed. His deal, however, think about this, folks. He was the ninth pick of the first round, and I think his whole package is only worth $12.5 million.
Really?
So we see these numbers come down greatly.
Yeah, that doggone collective bargaining agreement just killed rookies.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Oh, so it's a one-year deal or three-year?
No. He signed a four-year deal.
4 years for $12
million. But yeah. See, when we say kill the rookies, you got to remember when, you know, just three years ago,
right?
Sam Bradford came out of school with $78 million with 50 of it guaranteed.
Right. Right.
You know, you remember when Big Boy from Houston,
Mario,
when he came, well, what's his name?
Mario Williams. Mario Williams, yeah.
Well, he came, you know, he got darn near $100 million.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's crazy, but you know what? This makes sense. You know, I always go, a good friend of mine, Lloyd Tate, give a shout out to him. Happy birthday to him today. But nonetheless, he's a huge Tennessee fan. And again, I've shared with Roland and several times over with our listeners that, I have a family association with the Eric Berry family. Man, when he came out, he signed, his guaranteed money is over $30 million. And that's more than Troy Polamalu, who that year was Defensive Player of the Year. Come on. It had to change.
Now, I completely agree with it if I'm a veteran or I'm an old school guy, but yeah. I don't agree with it if I'm a rookie.
Hell no, I don't agree
right.
with it if I'm a rookie.
Well, yeah.
You ain't nobody agreeing with that. And B-Hop, I mean, you've seen your brother go through probably at least two contracts now that he's been in the league for quite some time. And I know you can share some thoughts with respect to that. You got these young cats coming in, ain't proved nothing. Trying to make more money than your brother that's been a star, you know, stalwart with the New Orleans Saint defense.
Oh, yeah, I'm all for the CBA. It got to a point that you were getting kids that hadn't done absolutely anything. Guys like Alex Smith and, of course, Mobile's on Jamarcus Russell. I mean, these guys, we get the money. You could tell they didn't put any effort towards the game. I mean, it was just like a total disrespect. The sense of, all right, I was earning my money while I was in college. And of course, you know, there are some things that college players should do for what they make for the money they make for their schools, and you should get something for them to come in and for guys like Sam Bradford to be making more, even in the class of Eli Manning, or making more than some of the D tackles at the end of the league. That was absurd. So I'm all for the fact. I mean, earn your stripes. It'll make you watch your money and make you focus more on football and give us more for what we
and try to get that big contract. Hey,
yeah.
Brian, did you being around the guys and listening to the scuttlebutt, did you feel any animosity? Were some of the veteran players kind of like, why is this guy getting all this money and I'm not?
No, I mean, that stuff like that is something they definitely always keep in the locker room. They don't really discuss or count other players' money because most of the time, or at least down here in New Orleans, they pretty much, what Sean Payton had established was we're all working toward the same goal.
Uh-huh.
And so you never really saw that because players spent so much time just off the field and stuff together. At least I know they do defensively. So they probably never really, you know, discuss it. But, of course, you got to think, here it is, you bringing in some of these guys who didn't give you as much on the edge. And, you know, heck, even as much as Reggie Bush did for us And, of course, the X factor that he was, I mean, he still came in making more money than some of your higher-paid veterans that we had at the time. So I just think it evens out, man. When you got these young guys coming in, and now they understand, like, okay, I got to really earn it. Now you're a mid-round draft pick. You're making $12 million over a lot of amount of time versus $25
million. Now, is that $12 million over, what, 3-4 years?
It's 4 years, but
and
it's guaranteed.
It's guaranteed, but can it be renegotiated?
Well,
I mean, I'm sure anything could be. But do you think they'll renegotiate him in 2-3 years?
If Luke Kuechly plays like we all believe he's going to play,
uh-huh,
they'll be ready to tear that contract up in 2 years. Because he looks like he could be, like I said, a cornerstone of the defense that they're
right,
running.
Right.
And if he outperforms the contract, gentlemen, you agree they step in, and I think they renegotiate that. That seems to be the history in the practice.
Yeah, it's always on the front office, though. Of course, they'll definitely, you know, the owners are kind of particular about not doing it a certain way. So it just depends on the performance inside of 2 years if they'll tear it up. But he can earn money in what they call escalators. If they get to the Super Bowl, if they – he's the leading tackler. So, but now I just think it just makes you watch it, because when you throwing Uncle Sam over those years, it just makes guys to be more responsible. It makes you it makes you grown men.
That's another story, and you know, maybe we'll tackle that on the other side of the break. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about Uncle Sam and the NFL here on Planet Gridiron Sports.
Yeah.
Your internet flagship station for sports. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
This week on The Revolution with Jim and Trav. Brought to you by Whitetails Extreme.
This week we'll have Tony Hansen with Michigan Outdoors Magazine,
plus Rod Maines with the Nature Conservancy,
Dave Nomsen with Pheasants Fervor, Nick Payne with TRCP when we discuss the 2012 Farm Bill and the Sportsman's Heritage Act.
And it's all brought to you by Ram Trucks at ramtrucks.com.
Wednesdays at 1 Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. I'm Jim Ferguson. I'll see you on the trail.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
And welcome back to Planet Gridiron Sports here on Planet Gridiron Radio. No, on Voice America Sports Radio, Planet Gridiron. Radio, sports, radio. Hey, before we went to the break, we were talking. a little bit about salaries and whatnot. And then Brian, you brought up Uncle Sam. Now, I'm not around salaries like that, and people that are making millions of dollars. Kind of give us a little idea of what happens to a player's check when they get a check in the NFL. What do they see? What do they get? And what are they supposed to get? Does that sound right?
Depends on what happened that week of the game. Depends on what state they played in.
Yep.
Because
I thought you were going to talk about who they knocked out of the game, but that's another story.
Right. No. Right. We're not talking about incentives today. You know, we're not talking about incentives. But, you know, hey, even Chris Carter admitted they existed. But it just depends. If they're playing, it depends on what state they're in, because whether people know it or not, NFL players are taxed at 8 different rates because they play at 8 different states at times. So whatever the state tax is, they're going to get taxed at. If they jump off size or have a strong penalty, that's going to be deducted from their check on every Tuesday.
Really?
And then, of course, if they have like a personal foul, figure foul, a la like yours truly, my younger brother.
Exactly.
Roman had close to, it was well over like $60,000 or $70,000 in fines when he played against the Tennessee Titans, and he was so angry. He says, "Man, I just bought a brand new Scion, fully loaded. I don't even get to see it."
But now, okay, now are those fines deductible? I mean, can they write them off?
Yeah.
No, they don't. I mean, I don't know if they can write them off. I just know the NFL says it goes to a charity. I would love to know which charity it goes to. They don't even tell them.
Well,
goes to charity.
You know what? Be honest. If that's the case,
all he knows is that his money or a brand new Scion went somewhere to somebody's charity.
I'll tell you this much, if it is going to charity, then yeah, you can. You can write it off as a charitable deduction.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's
up
still,
to
that's,
$400.
That still don't make him feel that good. That still don't make him feel that good, you know, about what's going on. But, you know, to be honest, don't cry for me, Argentina, man. These guys make a ton of money still in comparison to what the general American
worker do they take the, makes. That is true, but do they take the taxes out before they give them their check?
Yeah, you still get taxed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They take their
check.
They go to work like everybody else.
Right.
You know,
so they don't get their money.
That doesn't trust them to pay taxes like they don't trust
me. Right, exactly.
So they don't get a chance to write their money down. Oh.
No. That's already done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they have to pay state tax before they even get their check. And
yeah.
Unless you're in the state of Texas, there ain't no state tax.
Yeah, absolutely,
okay,
bro.
But now, or Florida, is there state tax in Florida?
None there either.
Okay, but yeah, Davey, you say don't cry for me, Argentina. These guys are playing 3-4 years, and they're making as much as they can in that time.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, cry for me, Argentina, because I need that to save, because after my 3.4 months, years, or whatever, I got to do something else, or I got to have my money. This money's got to last me. It's got to start something. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, not necessarily last me, but that's something you always have to prepare to quit, and I'm sure Brian can speak to that. And hopefully, as intelligent as Brian comes across, I'd have to think, being that Roman grew up in the same house, he too would have a certain level of intelligence and at least appreciate the fact that, hey, you always have to prepare to quit, and you need to put in some of them shekels away. Because you have enough of a track record before you to know that I have to do something to prepare for the day when the air comes out of the ball. So, Brian, I'd like for you to speak to that issue as well with respect to perhaps maybe what Roman has done to try to prepare himself for the next, chapter in his life.
Man, we're so fortunate. We're so fortunate with the people you had around us. My mom and my dad are super intelligent.
Sure.
But we can't speak for every player. Sometimes people will look at it and say we're just downright the most frugal family you've ever seen. But we've done some things and invested in some things to where it gets to the point that hopefully not just our kids but even our grandchildren, as these things continue to grow and what we invested in will be pretty okay. It's some things that we want to do from a family standpoint is have the government assist us to run a home for the terminally ill.
Okay.
And it'll be eventually called Harper's Hope Estates, which is going to be like 10 acres of land to where terminally ill kids can come and
hang
out, and there'll be like a guest house with video games and a nice gazebo to where we can invite people out to eat and have certain ministers come out and talk to kids and stuff on certain Sundays. So that's what we're going to do, is try to give back to the community surrounding the area of Watauga County for life after football, and hopefully Uncle Sam, instead of cutting it, will be assisting us in doing it. So, but that's just the path that we right now have been led on, and I hope other players have something they can go to or even do the same. But we're in a very fortunate position right now.
What did Roman major in college?
He was a business major.
Okay, all right.
Okay, and so you combine that with, like you said, it appears that a foundation was already laid for you in the home that you could actually build upon.
Yeah, it's weird, man. Like my dad was not a technical guy. He was a football coach. He'll tell you it took him years just to know how to operate a fax machine, man. my dad is the country's guy. Okay, I'm gonna say this over the air. My dad eats chitlins with thick Alabama syrup, man. So imagine that.
Yeah, exactly. I got you. Hey, Jay, I know you write several articles, and I can't recall as I sit here now you writing a blog with respect to financial responsibility. But I'd love to hear some of your comments and at least your philosophies regarding, preparing for the day to quit.
I mean, just like Brian said, a lot of this comes down to foundation.
Yeah.
People don't have a foundation. Like, I grew up in a home with a mother and a father, both college educated. So that doesn't mean that they know how to handle money, but they showed
right.
us how to be responsible.
Right.
Because, it wasn't probably until our generation of black folks that folks know how to handle money, because
sure.
you just living, and because there was no information. But now there's still a lot of kids that are going into the league that come from homes that people didn't go to school, didn't finish high school,
right.
Nobody's working. I mean, I remember seeing what's the kid's name? He's from New York. Sebastian Telfair.
Yeah.
Was getting ready to go to the NBA. He was at the McDonald's All-American game. And they, when they go out there for the week, they take them around, they do these charitable things, et cetera. It was in Oklahoma City, and they were getting ready to go to the state capitol and see the guys work. He said on the bus, I'm nervous because I have never been around anybody that had a job.
Whoa.
What?
I've never seen anybody go to work in my life.
Man.
Okay, so now you get ready to give this guy millions of dollars, and everybody around him doesn't work, and nobody knows what to do with money. Well, guys like that, when they don't have any experience, they don't even know how to use the resources that are around them.
Right, even though
unfortunately, they just spending money buying cars, doing things, hanging out, and then all of a sudden, the game is over. And the lights get shut out.
Exactly. Okay. So, in the different leagues, in these leagues, you've got the rookie symposium in all of them, right? I would assume in NBA and NFL, rookie symposium, and you got guys coming in and talking to them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, nobody's listening or what?
Well, you have to understand. Like I was talking to someone the other day, and they were talking about, I was on another radio show, and the guys were talking about how, you know, yeah, you got the rookie symposium. You got, you know, the NFL should take that money and only give them some of the money. I'm like, dude, this is a grown man.
Right.
In his mind, he's a grown man, whether he's 20 or 25 or 30. You know, you can bring people in and talk to them until they're blue in the face.
Well, I wonder.
A person does not want to be responsible for what they have. There's nothing you can do.
Well, why don't they do one of those little scare straight deals, you know, and show them, you know?
But once again, I'm a grown man. You're not going to tell me what to do.
Man, you're going to show you that you're going to be broke if you don't take care of your money.
But we understand that. But see, you talking as a responsible adult. You're
talking like I got some sense.
Right.
Right.
Right. And not only that.
Okay, I'm sorry, Dave, to cut you off, but okay, you got an agent there, and your agent says, okay, this is what you get. Would it be legal, Dave, to say, okay, 10% going to savings?
I mean, you can do that, but the guy's gotta okay it.
Right.
If he's telling you, no, I want all my money, because he's just that stubborn.
And he's got his family in his ear. No, get all your money, huh?
Man, you're not going to have an agent telling you financial advice unless he truly loves you. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yep.
Agents got too many other guys. I'm trying to get the next guy once they sign you. Once they get their 3% or more, okay, now you got to learn. You got to go off and be professional, pat you on the butt. Thanks for signing me. Thanks for getting your check. We're not going to sit here and be your financial advisor. They're not.
Right. And basically, it's their position or their belief today. That's not necessarily what you retain them to do. Whereas you might have just kind of a moral obligation to try to assist them. Now, whether or not they accept the information or not, which is what Jay's really talking about more than anything else, is if they're willing to embrace what you're trying to share with them.
Right.
And a lot of what we talk about is from the standpoint of people that have some wisdom and some experience in that, you know, this is
someone now behind them to say.
Well, none of that. Let's look at how old we are. Let's look at our panel for the most part. You know, we're looking at people that are in their 40s now. So we can actually speak from experience.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, you're talking about this is the response to the Jay Gray's at 40 versus the Jay Gray's response
at 20.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Let me tell you, even growing up and having a college degree and having two parents with college degrees and two older brothers at that time with college degrees, and you know, I would have come out at 22 years old and blew all my money.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Or a significant amount of it.
And we have. I mean, we've made money. We've made money and we've blown it. We'd look back and say, man, if I could have that back, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, just from simple facts that you said, hey, all I got is some Jordans.
Exactly.
even if you look at it from something as simple as small as that as a purchase, when you think of it back of it now, when we first came up, when those were coming out, man, hey, that would break the bank on a brother to break a C-note off.
Right.
I mean, think about if we could have used that or spent that more responsibly.
Right.
But,
right.
But
I'm that, mad because I spent one time $30 for some Alizé.
Right.
You still mad, huh?
Took her to the movies, and man, sure, I thought we were going to be able to get her in the back seat, and she wore the hotel. I was disappointed. Just keep it real,
brother. Exactly, man. Well, they always say, hey, the saying is the youth is the youngest wasted on the youth. It's true. Because youth when you
that's why they call it wisdom, because you don't get it until you experience some things and get a little older.
Exactly.
Until I was probably 30, 31, till I said, you know what, I need to start being responsible with my money.
Right.
Because I still got, you know, another 30 years to work.
You and me both. Yeah, I'm trying to figure this out as well. And, you know, I know we're kind of getting off topic, but I think it's important for us to address these
issues. Oh, yes. Oh, definitely.
Because they, in a way, tangentially still relate to the sports world.
Tangentially. So, yeah, tangentially.
Don't let the vocab move you. I'm still from the A.
Well, you know, you're right. You know, it, not only that, Dave, you've got school. Yeah. You've got activities now with your children.
Yeah.
I mean, we all do. Brian, you will soon. You got activities, and then you got school coming up. And even if they get scholarships, you're still going to have to cut a check.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to try to be there every step of the way.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's take a break here, and we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more here on Planet Gridiron Radio on Voice America Sports, a leader in Internet radio.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steele, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steele Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
And we're back here on Planet Gridiron Radio on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet media. Now, hang on, Dave, sorry. But before we go any further, as talking about our children and being responsible and whatnot, I've got to get a shout out to Ira Hill, my son that sit here before us.
All right.
Ira has a 3.6 GPA and headed north.
Okay.
In college.
Oh, okay.
In college. Now, Jay, I think you might know, but Brian, you may not know. Ira is 15 years old, and he is he's on track to graduate in December, and he's got a 3.6 GPA, and I just got to say I'm proud of him. I'm really proud
of him. And you should be. You should be. Absolutely. Whoa, who was that back there? Was somebody let Cujo out?
That is our answer to that, to the security system of ADT. His name is Gohan.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to call him. Go handle your business, cause that's what sounds like. You roll up in that crib and you gonna get more than just an alarm going off.
Yeah, he is a beautiful Rottweiler.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Wow.
Crown on his head. No.
A lot of bass in that voice there. Hey, folks, like I said, we always are a football show, and we want to try to bring it around. Pretty interesting here. I want to talk briefly about Jason Bell. He's the offensive lineman who made the abrupt decision that he says was motivated by the death, the suicide of Junior Seau to terminate or end his football career. You know, Brian, I'd like to kick it over to you because you're so close to the professional game. You know, your thoughts with respect to his decision.
Brian dealing with that
dog. There?
He dealing with that Rottweiler.
I had a question. I'm sorry. Anytime he gets that riled up, we have to see what's going on.
Oh, I certainly understand that. I said, you know, we want to touch on that decision of Jason Bell, the offensive lineman, as you know, who abruptly ended his NFL career and said that some of the motivation stemmed from the suicide death of Junior Seau. Your thoughts on that?
I think that. He, whoever he had talking with him, girlfriend, family, or Yes, I just think they let him get to his head. But you can't choose someone's past for them. They have to do it directly. I think he should have probably done a little bit more research on his own. I mean, he's played this game, and he should know his body. But like I said, he just made a path on his own. I just thought it was abruptly. I think he should have. And you don't want to play at that level you don't love anymore. So if he lost his love for it,
okay. That's
one thing. I just hope he lost his love for it and not wanted out of, like, not having fear, because then he'll be resentful in the future.
Okay. Jay, you got any thoughts with respect to Jason Bell's decision?
Well, you know what? He's got to understand. You know, this kid is 34 years old. So let's keep it real all the way 100, like we always talk about.
Yep.
Like Brian said, more than likely, he's lost his love for the game. And he's played, you know, he's been in the league since 2001. So in and out. So my thoughts, he probably just stopped. But you got to understand this. He's playing in a different NFL than what Junior Seau played in for the most part of his career.
Right.
You know, for the most part of Junior Seau, Junior Seau is darn near old as I am.
Yeah.
You know, so when he started playing in 1989, there was, like we talked about before, there was no concussion test. There was, they weren't, you know, diagnosing kids and pulling them out and taking guys' helmets, et cetera. So now, the guys that are playing now are more protected when it comes to head injuries than they were 10 years ago.
Right.
So to make a jump and say, hey, man, I'm out of the game because of this, I just think he lost his love for the game because he didn't just jump out the game just because this guy committed suicide, in my opinion.
Well, all of you have played ball, be it collegiate level, high school, some pro. You know, how serious is the concussion, the head injuries? I mean, did you ever have a head injury?
You know what? I bet I didn't. You know, but then again, I'm kind of out on in. I'm a split in here.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't too. And basically, when we were playing at the University of Arizona, it wasn't like we were running and going across the middle and all that good stuff. That just didn't occur mm-hmm. that often. So, you know, I didn't necessarily have all these head injuries and things that everybody's now complaining of.
Any of your teammates complain of headaches or?
Well, let me say this, and I know B could probably attest to it. You know, I played tailback. So, and I can remember now, looking back, I remember at Pop Warner
okay.
having signs and symptoms of head could have a concussion.
Okay.
Because anytime you had nausea, dizziness, you had the blinking of the eyes or the stars in your eyes, those are all concussion symptoms.
Right.
So that happened all the time. I mean, especially if you were in the mix. Like you said, David was out on the wing. He was out on the outside, so he didn't get in a lot of that action.
No.
But, you know, running the ball, I can remember getting up off the ground and going, walking toward the other sideline.
Sideways.
Yeah. That
you know, okay. So now, as parents of young players, what do you do? What do you do with Miles? Do you get him a special helmet? Do you teach him how to play?
Well, now we're starting to step into the area, you know, where the comments made by Kurt Warner, you know, what do you do with your own children?
Exactly.
Frankly, for me, then this is a personal decision for me. I will expose my son to the game of football. I think it's one of the greatest games to have ever been created.
Okay.
I will take, just like any responsible parent, every precaution available to me.
So you'll pay the $4.25 for that special helmet?
To whatever needs to be done to make sure that I'm able to protect him. But more importantly, and I think Brian can attest to this as well, is teaching him certain fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, to a large degree, some of this can be avoided by learning how to tackle correctly, block correctly, body in the right position, things
take
of that
a
nature.
Hit?
Yeah, things of that nature, right.
You took words right out of my mouth, man. I take it for granted. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, because I want you to speak to this. It's just, I think if you learn the fundamentals correctly, you can play the game that is a violent game. Okay, we're not going to ever be able to take out the violence of the game of football. Mm-hmm. That's what makes football football. But you can play it within the realm of the violence safely. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm encouraging. Brian?
Yeah, we take for granted that, you know, my dad was a coach. And piggybacking on what Jay said, I ended up, by the time my career was over, I was out wild like you. But, you know, I took more, I would say, concussion hits when I was in junior. I played in tight end, but going across or getting hit by the linebacker. But I guess the thing we take for granted, my dad taught us a lot of positions. When Roman was learning how to play quarterback and Ryan's learning how to play quarterback, I'm teaching him, okay, you're coming down the line, but when you pitch off that end, bro, you ain't got to run the end full speed.
Nope. Yeah.
You know, you don't have to run at this end and just run at him full speed. Make him, you know, there's so many little things that these parents, and they put these kids out there, and I admire the Pop Warner coaches because they're coaching for free, but I just hope a lot of them, like, learn more little things on why kids should hold their hands this way, why they should wrap up this way. It's not just, you know, it's not just you putting a kid out there and he trying to tackle like an NFL back. It's just so many things. You want to teach the kid how to play at that level as well as keep his body intact at the next level, but that's easier said than done because I've always been under that tree and not everybody grows up under it.
Right. You know, my biggest thing, again, when I'm selecting the team that my son will play with, I'm going to have gone to these certain parks or recreation centers or whatever they are, and I'm going to actually have an opportunity to observe what's being taught.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's so important to me because, you need to learn how to safely play the game.
You're right.
Okay.
And well, here in Arizona, and here in Phoenix, in Maricopa County, I was talking to Kwame Lassiter the other day. This is one of the best places in the world to live if you're into sports or even music for that matter, because you got so many people that retire here.
Yeah.
You can go out to Chandler and put your kid on a team, and you've got a guy that played in the league for 10 years or 5 years or 13 years that knows the game, that understands the game. And I think even baseball, you can put Efren plays on a baseball team, and he had Junior Spivey's the coach. He's played. He understands the game, you know. So it's unlike where I grew up. There were no pros around. They were just guys that thought they knew. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And fellas, also, let's keep this in mind. Our kids now, even though kids are bigger, stronger, faster, so it's obviously more dangerous, but there are a lot more precautions put in place now than there were when we were playing.
Sure.
And my son plays baseball.
Hey, yeah.
And he was playing some basketball at the school one day and got elbowed in the head. Well, when he got elbowed, he had concussion symptoms. They took him to the trainer,
okay,
et cetera. He couldn't participate in gym class again until he went to the physician and passed the concussion test.
Right.
He flunked it the first time, and they weren't doing that when we were in school. So even though it's bigger and stronger, faster, kids are, you know, can potentially get hurt, but a kid is not going to sustain multiple concussions without anybody knowing about it.
Right. And, you know, Efren, he plays T-ball, 5-year-olds out there playing T-ball, and you go out on the field, you kind of stand wherever you want. Well, we go to, it's I-9 Sports, we go out there, and the first baseman, whoever plays first base, got to put this helmet on with a mask on the front.
Right, exactly.
So nobody on the team plays first base because they don't want to wear the helmet. But when I was growing up, we didn't have that helmet. We didn't have the mask, you know?
Yeah.
You caught the ball or you got hit in the face.
Right. Well, you know, Jay even commented on it, and we all laugh, but it's very true. I remember times where you couldn't even get a water break. Lily,
what was that? What was water? What was water?
What was that? You know, water break.
If you asked for the water break, you was a soft kid, and they was going to dog you to
exactly,
go to
exactly,
exactly. Yeah,
huh?
Exactly. Now, how stupid now that we reflect on that and find out.
I mean, you sit back and you think, man, I should wonder that everybody didn't die.
Exactly.
I know. You know, it could have been a dang crisis out of here. Anyway.
I went out to my boys' practice and they
man, we were tougher.
We were tough. We were some tough.
Yeah, we were tough.
I just, you know, the game of football is definitely changing, though, guys. You know, I don't know where we're headed, but it definitely has forever changed with, I guess, the culmination of the penalties and the handing down that they've done with respect to the Saints, which I agree to some degree with Brian that has been somewhat unfair. But also, you know, we're having all these concussion.
Did some of the older guys, and when I say older, guys who played in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, did they have some of these same symptoms, the same problems, the concussions, and all that stuff?
That's what he was having before you go to break. You don't hear Zonk and none of these guys talking about, hey, man, I'm suing.
Right.
So I don't know, man.
I know Brent McClanahan. Brent McClanahan, he played with the Minnesota Vikings for many years. And he's probably, I want to say, early 60s or so. And he's in constant pain.
And I, you know, but he doesn't talk about head pain. He talks about joints and bones and muscles and things like that.
Well, this kind of delves into what Jay has been saying on his blog, and just commonsensically. Look, if you select a career in which you run into somebody repeatedly over and over again, and they compare the type of collisions to that of a car accident, and you do that for a sustained number of years, you are going to have issues with your body physically.
Yeah, and those were different times, though. I mean, he talked about having turf toe. And when, you know, your toes hurt, he said you couldn't come out. You couldn't sit out a game. Now you can sit out. You had to go in and play.
Oh, yeah, times have definitely changed. Right. And they should, though. They should.
I mean, have you guys seen Earl Campbell?
Oh, yeah, so he's a wreck.
Earl Campbell is on a walker. And most of the time is in the wheelchair. And he's only 50 years old.
Correct.
53 or 54 years old.
Correct.
You know, but it's one of those things where if you play this game, like David said, if you play this game, it is what it is. It's like the old guy that worked at the steel mill.
Right.
You know, the old cats that worked at the steel mill where I grew up in Gary, Indiana, where, you know, everybody's dad had a bad back.
Exactly.
What did Joe Tech say?
If you look at a real close, they have four fingers.
Exactly. They got four fingers. They look like a Simpson character.
Yeah. That's how they made a living. It was what it was.
Right.
You know, I understand that these people, you know, are in pain. I understand that, you know.
So is it smart to guide your child in that direction?
This is a matter of personal choice for me. I'm going to expose my child to the game. I am.
Right.
I am. But, and now, granted, within reason, hold on, folks, I want to hold on to that thought because we do need to go to break.
Okay, hold on to it. Okay, break time. Be back.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
What if there was a program that brought the best in sports and the best of entertainment together in one place? It can be done, and Darnell Autry proves it every week on Outside the Spotlight. In this program, athletes and artists come together to share their success stories, hobbies, professional projects, and more that will interest not only the sports fan, but fans of entertainment and other human interest stories. If you have something you want to ask your favorite athlete or entertainer, listen for Outside the Spotlight, Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
And welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet media.
And we're back, like you said, bro, we're back. No, I'm just kidding.
Before we went to break, we were talking about kids playing ball and you exposing Miles to football. And
yeah, this boy already is at 6 years old, is already demonstrating a love for the game. Every time you see him, he's with a football. He constantly is watching.
How difficult is it for you to really get through to him the basics, the fundamentals? You know, I'm sure at 6 years old, he just wants to go out there and run the ball and run run people over. Is he listening to you when you say, you know, watch what you're doing and hit like this? Or
yeah, it hadn't been a problem at all. He just truly embraces what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And he's one of these kind of kids, and we've all seen him. And I just happen to have one that lives in my, under my roof, which is, you know, you tell him it'll make him better at football, he's willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and first of all, Brian kind of touched upon this already. We don't give kids at a very young age enough credit about what they can do and what they can achieve.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't put really any limitations within reason on him.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I think that that's the reason why he's developed. For instance, we took him to a football camp 2-3 weekends ago, and he got to run against some of the bigger, older kids.
Yeah.
And one of the coaches who was assisting in running the camp asked me, he's like, what grade is he in? And I told him, he's kindergarten. And this parent from behind me was like, you got to be kidding me. You know, Jay, I had one of the moments, man. Brother was beaming.
But you know, but that's no accident, Dave. That's no accident.
No,
you've taken the time, you've spent the time with him, with the trainers and the coaches and whatnot, to get him where he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but so, at the same time, as Brian will tell you, you better have some talent to begin with.
You got to have some genetics in order to, for the thing to work.
Exactly. Because, you know what? Steve Nash and his game is great, and I love to see his game. It's a fundamental sound game, but he could never do, let's say, what a Jordan could do or what a Russell Westbrook is doing.
Right.
And because that's just a matter of genetics and DNA. And the little guy does appear to have some DNA. And all I'm going to do is just nurture it. I want him to like the game, to love it, and I never want to do anything to frustrate his ability to, one, move forward in the game and his desire and like and love for the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never do that. I don't care if it's even soccer or it could be badminton. I'm going to encourage him. Always.
Well, now, as a parent of an older child, and Jay, you could probably attest to this also, it's he'll love the game, and you'll support him. It's those friends that the influences on the outside that you got to keep an eye on, you know, because they'll convince him he don't need to play. They'll convince him he don't need to do nothing because their parents don't make them do nothing. You know what I mean? Am I right, Jay?
if he spends more time in being a strong influence than friends, then nothing can deter him from as long as love. That's on there. I just say my dad spent so much time with us. So if he does that with his son, take him on trips, and it ain't always about football, just being with them.
Right.
There's none in the world that friends or anything.
You still have to be vigilant, Brian. You still got to be vigilant. You know, I spend a lot of time with my boys, and every once in a while, a friend pops up. You know what I'm saying? Every once in a while, you know.
You got to know the ones.
You know what? Let me say this. Growing up in GI, where there was, you know, when I was growing up, they called it the murder capital of the country,
uh-huh.
And there was gangs everywhere.
And I
went to school in the middle of three gang territories. And there was always people recruiting, always folks trying to get you to, you know, and all these guys I knew I grew up with. But the thing I always used to say, dude, I ain't scared of none of y'all like I'm scared of my daddy.
You and me both. I know about trying to disappoint that
man. What did Joe Jackson say? If you didn't keep him, the streets would?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that was real life. I mean, if you the father that put the fear in the heart and you let them know that you got their back from jump, then they're going to be loyal to you. They're going to make mistakes, but they're going to be loyal to you at the end of the day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's some definite truth to that, because I'm kind of like you. I definitely was fearful of my dad, and I know you too as well, Brian, growing up in the South with a dad that's a football coach that was man enough to stay and be in the house and help raise you. I know you had some fear of him.
Oh, man, I quiver right now at times. Are you just playing? I'm like, are you just playing, or are you really wanting to do that?
Exactly, man. Like I said, my old man's passed, and, you know, I have so many pleasant memories of him, and I really do believe that, you know, he definitely imparted some knowledge and some wisdom on how to raise a man.
More than that, now that you look back, because you hear some things that he told you then that you didn't hear then, you're hearing it now.
Oh, yeah.
You understand what he's telling you. But more than that, you look back and you can honestly say, what you didn't know at 25 or 20, my daddy loved me.
Oh, Pop loved me.
I mean, think about some of the things he did for you, and you're like, really? He did that? You know?
And it's called sacrifice.
Exactly. Exactly.
All in all. You know, since they here, I always say, I invited you to the party. You will want it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So we're going to do everything we have to do, and I'm willing to make that sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Hey, Brian, before we get out of here, I mean, we still got a little bit of time, but how's your missus doing? What's happening on that front?
Sacramento.
Still good, man. I got this long break, man. I can't wait till the end of the month around Memorial Day weekend, man. So I got a long break, man, but that's because I'm so busy with this flag football game. Of course, she's doing things, too, so... We gotta hold on in that thing, man.
You jonesing
right now, but we gotta hold on.
You jonesing?
What we got?
Hey,
but
are you over there eating them oysters? you getting them zinc levels up, Jay? You get them zinc levels up.
Brian's saying you don't need them zinc levels up there.
Boy, on an oyster and shrimp diet.
Exactly. You said, man, screw all that mercury. He need that other stuff.
But all right, fellas.
Hey, fellas, man, we're about to shut it down, man. Hey, to all our listeners out there, happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
To you and your family. Hope you enjoy it.
To my mom.
And
say happy Mother's Day, Effie.
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay. Say happy Mother's Day to Grandma.
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay.
Gentlemen, enjoy your holidays with your families, and we'll pick it back up on next Friday.
Yeah.
Next Friday.
Before we get after...
Say it.
Before my game.
Right, before your game. All right, we'll see y'all next Friday. Bye.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.